nestling among the big players such as Apple, Samsung, LG, and Sony. Chinese companies like Huawei and Alcatel are vying to steal the limelight. Xiaomi, too, is making its European debut with the Mi 5 smartphone. But the major players are waking up to the threat. Sony is unveiling its new Xperia X smartphone, a mid-range model. Nicole Scott, editor of Mobile Geeks, says, like Chinese manufacturers, Sony is also targeting people who want a phone that works at an affordable price.
Everybody is launching a mid-range phone because it's all about pricing versus not necessarily having high spec, but having a phone that just works really, really well. And we're definitely seeing that today at the Sony launch with the launch of the Xperia X, which is a mid-range phone. But Sony's doing it with their own style. It looks good, everything feels high-end, but the specifications are quite budget, and that is definitely in competition to what we're seeing with the Chinese manufacturers.
Also making an impact at the show in Barcelona is Chinese company ZTE, with the launch of the ZTE Blade V7. The new smartphone will be selling for about 250 euros in Germany, Spain, South Africa, Ethiopia, and Mexico by this summer. Adam Zeng, CEO of ZTE Mobiles, says the company is gaining strength in key markets, which they hope to use to gain traction globally.
那未来呢？中心呢？我们会
In the future, our strategy is to leverage our success in China and the US and the European markets to expand into additional strategic countries around the globe. We hope that in the next 3 to 5 years, ZTE can be one of the top 3 smartphone vendors in select markets.
Beijing-based company Lenovo is also looking to expand worldwide. The company, which is currently 5th in the global market share race, is launching the Vibe K5 Plus at the show, a $149 phone only available in emerging markets. Neil Mostyn, smartphone market analyst at Strategy Analytics, warns that no company can be safe as the market is constantly changing.
The market historically for the past 30 years in mobile has always changed. Companies like Siemens from Germany, for example, used to make phones, now they don't. So the market always changes. I think how we're changing at the moment is we're seeing a swing from developed markets to developing markets. So more Chinese brands, more Indian brands, and I think potentially also more African brands in the future as well.
This year's Mobile World Congress has attracted around 2,100 exhibitors worldwide. The event runs until this Wednesday. For CI, this is Lowen.